Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks like we're chatting over coffee about what's really worth your hard-earned money. Today we're diving deep into Carnival Corporation, ticker CCL, the big player in the cruise world that's been riding a wave of recovery but just took a hit after its latest earnings. We'll cover everything from the business basics to the numbers, valuation, and what it all means for investors right now. Let's get into it. Carnival has been making headlines lately, with strong demand for cruises holding up even amid some global tensions, and its second quarter results beat estimates on both revenue and earnings. Yet the stock dropped around 6% to the mid-20s range on the news, which tells you the market is picky about how these beats are delivered. Over the past year, the shares are up about 12%, but the longer 5-year picture shows more modest gains, around 5% annualized, so there's still ground to make up from the pandemic lows. At its core, Carnival runs one of the world's largest fleets, with ships sailing to nearly 700 ports and carrying capacity for over 200,000 passengers at full tilt. Headquartered in Miami and led by CEO Joshua Weinstein, the company operates multiple brands across North America, Europe, Australia, and Asia. It's a pure-play leisure name in the consumer cyclical sector, employing about 160,000 people, and it's been around since 1972. The business model is straightforward: fill those ships with vacationers, paying for cabins, food, drinks, and excursions, then keep costs in check on fuel and operations. Looking at the revenue picture, the latest full-year results showed total revenue climbing to $26.6 billion, with the cruise operations driving the bulk and tour and other segments adding the rest. Geographically, the Europe, Australia, and Asia cruise brands contributed around $8.5 billion, highlighting how Carnival has diversified beyond its traditional North American base. Growth has been solid as occupancy rates recovered and pricing power returned, with management noting record net yields in the most recent quarter. On the earnings side, Carnival posted net income of $2.76 billion for the year, translating to diluted EPS of $2.02, a big step up from prior years when the company was still climbing out of pandemic losses. The second quarter alone beat Wall Street estimates, with revenue and earnings both rising year over year and customer deposits hitting an all-time high. That momentum shows demand hasn't blinked despite higher ticket prices and some geopolitical noise. Turning to the earnings call commentary, management highlighted record first quarter revenue and profitability that exceeded internal targets, with the Propel strategy delivering on efficiency gains and new ship deployments. They pointed to sustained booking trends and strong onboard spending as proof that consumer appetite for cruises remains robust. Executives acknowledged challenges like fuel costs and regional tensions, but expressed confidence in hitting long-term goals, noting that customer deposits signal forward demand well into future quarters. From a balance sheet standpoint, total assets sit near $51.7 billion, with stockholders' equity at about $12.3 billion, while long-term debt remains elevated but manageable, as free cash flow turned positive at $2.6 billion last year. Operating cash flow reached $6.2 billion, giving the company room to invest in fleet upgrades and return a modest dividend. Margins have improved markedly, with net profit margin around 11.5% and return on equity near 26%, showing the recovery is translating into real bottom-line strength. On valuation, our model puts fair value somewhere in the mid-30s range, maybe around $35, while the stock is currently trading near $30. That suggests a modest gap, though remember, these are ballpark estimates that can shift with growth assumptions or interest rate moves. The forward PE has compressed nicely as earnings recover, and compared to peers, the shares look reasonably priced for a company with improving margins and steady cash generation. Strengths include robust booking trends, record customer deposits, and consistent earnings beats that show operational leverage is kicking in. Weaknesses center on still elevated debt levels and sensitivity to fuel prices. Opportunities lie in further capacity additions and international expansion under the Propel plan. Threats involve geopolitical disruptions, potential cost inflation, and competition from other cruise lines that could pressure yields if demand softens. Over the recent periods, the stock has shown a mixed but generally positive performance, with a one-month gain near 11%, offset by a one-week pullback of 6% after earnings. The three-month return sits around 13.5%, while the six-month period turned slightly negative. Relative to the broader leisure industry, CCL has held its own, though volatility remains a factor given the cyclical nature of travel spending. Wrapping up, Carnival looks like it's back on solid footing with demand holding strong and the balance sheet healing, yet the post-earnings dip reminds us that execution and macro conditions still matter. If you're thinking long-term about cruise exposure, the current price offers a reasonable entry relative to our rough fair value zone, but keep an eye on fuel costs and booking trends in the quarters ahead. As always, do your own homework and consider your risk tolerance before jumping in. Thanks for watching. Hit that like button if this breakdown helped, and I'll see you in the next one.